Phil, what do you remember best from your first time you portrayed Charles Dickens here at International Printing Museum?
That I wanted to be over as soon as possible because I was really not too sure how it was going to be received, because it was the first time we were doing it, of course, and every actor has a fear. I don't care whether you're working at a small theater or you're working at the Royal Shakespearean Theater, you're still going to be nervous. And it was pleasantly surprised. I warmed up to them, they warmed up to me, even though I play Dickens as very much of an egotistical kind of character that he was, far from Benjamin Franklin that I normally portray year-round here at the museum.
What was the best part of that? They warmed up to you, and by the end of your performance, what would you say was your favorite part?
Well, we actually started a tradition during the show, because it's a different kind of show. It's not your regular Christmas carol. Once you meet with the Dickens characters out in the gallery area, or you print out your own Dickens or your Christmas carol or Christmas cards on our Victorian presses, you go inside the theater and you're expecting a lecture from Charles Dickens. And he gives you somewhat of a lecture, but then begins his Christmas carol story by recreating it on stage with audience members as part of the different cast members. The fun part about that was that Dickens actually did that with his family and friends. He used to tour London performing dramatizations of his different novels as well as Shakespeare. And Dickens one time said if he had not become a writer, he more than likely would have trod the boards as an actor. But the fun part was how the audience actually took it seriously and did their part so well. In fact, my good friend Ken Riedel was in the audience, and he popped up as my nephew, read the side, because we're handing out different pieces of the actual work that you're reading, the part that you're reading, and he did it so beautifully in a British accent that the audience applauded. So after each audience member did their little bit during the course of the story, they always got small little pieces of applause, which I thought was very charming. It was a very sweet tradition. So that became part of the part and parcel of some of the interaction that goes on here at the museum.
For some reason, I have 2009 in my head. Is that correct? 2009 is when you started?
That is when it really started with really decorating the place up like Fezziwig's Warehouse and starting to use the Dickens characters bugging people left and right. Last year, we debuted Miss Havisham, who's played by Kristen Love, a wonderful actress, and we actually pulled in her daughter because we had one of our other actors wasn't able to make the Artful Dodger, and we turned her into the Artful Dodger. She was such a great performer, she passed herself off as a young little boy who's pickpocketing everybody.
So is she going to be here this year?
Yes, but this time as a little nymph, little Nell from the Odd Curiosity Shop. She's going to be trying to sell little dainties from her basket and hopefully make a few bob from the crowd here. And our good friend Dylan Gallagher is stepping into the role of the Artful Dodger. And his father is going to be performing as Micawber, actually Winkle from Pickwick Papers, demonstrating electrostatic generator. So it's a really family event. We have Ken Riedel as Fagin with his daughter, Crystal Riedel, as Estella, who's going to be taking notes from Miss Havisham's diatribe against men. That's always a fun bit. And we've got then her daughter, Hannah Love, who is also going to be portraying little Nell. And we have the Gallagher, the father and son, one playing Winkle from Pickwick Papers and the other one the Artful Dodgers. Really a family affair when I get down to it.
And that's 2 days of this family affair.
December 8th and December 9th, right here in that blissful little town called Carson, 20 minutes south of LAX and about 20 minutes north of Long Beach. Right smack dab in the middle, right off the 110 freeway.
Phil, if you had to choose one favorite memory about Dickens' Christmas from your experience here at the museum, what would that be?
I think one of the most touching things is that we have the docents, our wonderful docent crew, who actually decorate the place and make it look as an old ancient Victorian warehouse that Fezziwig would have. Our director, Mark Barbour, actually plays the dulcimer. Beautifully done. And we have his son, talk about a family affair, playing the holiday guitar while the people are munching on their bangers and their cider and their gingerbread, which is made by Mrs. Barbour. Can you imagine 18 loaves she has to make? That's a heck of a lot to make. Also, we have one of our docents, Jack Conway, who's a Captain Jack. He has a collection of musical instruments, and he brings over his old 1890 music box, and he actually cranks and plays carols from that period. In that day. In fact, some of those carols are obscure to us today, but they would have been known very much familiar with during the days of Dickens in the Victorian era.
What an incredible celebration. What do we know about Dickens and printing, especially with his Christmas series, as relates to the printers we have here?
Well, first of all, the novelty of coming into the printing museum is not too many museums will let you touch their exhibits, let alone operate them. And we're allowing the general public to actually crank out their own holiday cards on old Victorian printing presses using old Victorian cuts. So you're really using something that's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing to use. First of all, for a holiday, you know, special like that we're doing over here. But the unique part is that Dickens was very much the terror of the printers. He used to actually barnstorm into the publishing houses to make sure that his books were being printed exactly the way he wanted them. And some of the printers would always warn each other, saying, "The old man's coming in." He's very much a perfectionist.
That's so funny, because I just interviewed a librarian about him, and she said virtually the same thing and talked about his perfectionism at home. As you've mentioned the additions to the cast, on this bicentennial of Dickens' birth, what else would you like people to know about the special celebration you'll be having here at the International Printing Museum in terms of anything new?
Well, outside of that, we have a couple of surprises up our sleeve. We don't want to give those things away, but count on it that if you came here before, you'll be pleasantly surprised in honor of Dickens. Some of the surprises that we're going to have around the gallery at the museum during this year, as well as, well, at least we're going to have a nice collection of people showing up in Victorian dress as well. We didn't encourage that, but the audience members are coming in every year dressed up as Victorian, and we welcome that because they really fit in.
Finally, what is your absolute best memory from the 3 years you've been doing this now?
I think the nicest memory is when we had the Dickens characters bring out Christmas Carol to the rest of the audience members out in the gallery, and everybody just joined in a cappella. I think it was one of the touching moments, especially in good old sunny, smoggy Los Angeles. We got a little taste of London.